This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch. Get up and lift this motherfucker's ball open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Yeah! Now that you opened up the demon in me! Where'd he go?
Oh! Is today Wednesday?
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say we had somebody back from the fucking depths of hell, and he's not in the room.
That's what happened.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
It is the Ham Radio Show. We are live.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. We are live right here on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Hit us up on the phone lines. They are operational and ready to go. 718-577-1389. Also, later on in the program, the one, the only, the most sexiest woman in puppet land. Of course, she's not only just a porn megastar, Joe.
No.
She's not just a sports guru
now.
Sirius XM on Fantasy Sports.
We know this.
She is, without a doubt, a multimedia mogul. She is, without question, absolutely amazing. She is. Lisa Ann will be on the show today.
Oh.
Big deal on the show, baby. Big deal. It's a big deal.
Now 10 seconds of sex.
Damn right. It's a big deal Wednesday on the show. Oh, man. Plus, we're also live, of course, Facebook Live. Everybody's going nuts.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are, because the weather conditions outside are about to get frightful. I don't know where you are listening, but we're about to have either hurricane, tornado, monsoon. I don't know.
Is it snowing?
Better than
not
a
yet.
Fire.
Better than a fire, or better than L.A.
Yeah.
Giggles in the house. Lee in there. Craigus is in there. A whole bunch of people that just moved. The whole thing just moved up, so I missed it. But they're all here.
Read it's, faster.
Damn right. It's the Ham Radio Show, like I said, returning from exile. I think he was just taking a dump. Yeah. I don't know where he just went. He had to handle his business. Danny, say hi to the people. Danny is back.
I'm back.
Yeah. Put on your funny pants, folks. Danny's here.
Wow.
At least for this week.
What a guy.
Yeah. Fit us in his tight schedule.
I'm laughing already.
I'm tight like a tiger.
Bill Dye in there as well, the voice of reason, yeah. Bill Dye, in the Facebook Live stream. Plus John, Trish is in there. Trish is calling us live from a thunderstorm.
That's
Trish,
nice.
Don't stare at the thunder, you'll have a seizure.
There you go.
That would be the lightning.
David, no, shut up. She doesn't know. Why do you help her out? You are the...
Because she's got to survive
you
something.
You literally are the worst. If she stared at the lightning, it would have been funny.
No.
But now I was making her stare at thunder, stupid. This is from the girl who thinks
that
it's...
That.
She thinks Pearl Harbor's in Florida.
Yes, I know.
Don't
right
correct me.
Fort Lauderdale.
God
I know.
Damn it.
It's not?
It's not. Chris also in there. There you go. Hi, Chris. I didn't skip you, turd. Yeah, fuck. He's in the Facebook Live suite as well. Dawn in there as well. Lots of people just hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. Later,
you say happy birthday to Bill Dye?
Bill Dye? It's Bill Dye's
happy birthday?
Birthday.
Yeah.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not today.
You give him the belated birthday.
Excuse me, White Al Roker. Give me a fucking second.
The voice of reason.
It was yesterday was his birthday.
Right, but we weren't on yesterday. Now were we?
Okay. Did you get him one of those Smucker's jars that are going to spin around with his fucking face on it? Shut up.
Maybe.
Bill Dye, by the way, is hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. Bill, how old are you?
He's not older than me.
No, no one's older than you, Joe. Your birthday, you celebrate your birthday with dirt.
Yeah, Roman numerals.
Yeah, fire gave birth to you. That's how old you are.
XXXV16 something.
By the way, Trish says welcome back, Danny, just so you know. Now feel like you're home, Danny. You're coming
like
home. Coming home.
Yeah, I should have had theme music.
You should have had everything, but you didn't plan shit.
Yeah.
As always. Yeah. So basically, Danny's back.
Maybe we should play Hail to the Chief or something like that.
But I don't know if Danny's looking for his own theme music.
It's been a while. I had a party.
And then Billy's playing. I was going to say, how are you playing that? You're plugged in. Okay, that explains much. You haven't been here for so long that the pots have now changed.
Mm-hmm.
I must have put Dan. Billy is in 11-12. No, Danny's in 11-12.
This calls for immediate discussion.
And Billy's in 9-10 because I literally just potted Danny all the way down.
Yeah.
The normal, like, I'm going to teach you a little radio stuff. I potted means I brought Danny all the way down. Turn that fucking giant light off, Danny.
Turn
the spotlight off.
I'm working on a tan over here. I turn it
you
off.
Dude, you don't see it in the cameras all fucked up? Jesus Christ, get to work.
Hey,
by the way.
Any shadows casting off of you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, good. It's 6 more weeks of winter. Now shut the fuck up. Bill Dye, by the way, is calling us homos.
He says
that he's 29. Oh. No, I was talking about the pot. I must have plugged in because all the wires look the same. So I didn't know who I was plugging in, so they were on two different things. I thought I was turning Danny off. But really, I was turning Danny on.
You really turned me off.
Oh, please. I took you on a date the other day.
We went shopping.
What a nice couple you guys are.
Yeah, did everyone see my little video of Danny in the dollar store buying 10 boxes of pizza rolls?
You're the one who got them all.
No, because we went to the one in New Jersey first because it was close to where we are.
And you had to see Danny's face. He was distraught. They didn't have them in the dollar store. He was distraught. Like, I'm telling you, almost weeped. He got angry.
I can imagine.
He slammed the freezer door in anger.
Yeah.
Then, yes, dude, you were not happy. You're like, oh, what the fuck?
Because
was Joe here?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Did Joe come to the Jersey one? You were not happy. And then so we left there because I told Danny that we can find some better clothes in a freaking cheaper place than where Danny was going shopping for Vegas. Because, yeah, by the way, we're 10 days away from Vegas.
How many days?
10 days away. Dieci. Yeah. So we're going to Vegas in 10 days. Danny needed some new ensembles. He needed underwear.
Pants.
He needed
shorts.
No, you
needed underwear.
Oh, yeah, I did buy underwear.
I don't wear one.
Yeah, Danny doesn't wear underwear, by the way. I've learned that
maybe
the hard way.
Maybe that's why his dick looks so big.
Yeah, it's not kind of confined. You know, yeah. I think that's what it is. Or maybe it's because Danny's dick is so big that he can't wear underwear. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
That could be.
He's not comfortable in underwear. He had to tell me this four times. And then he's trying to get me
you're
to join.
Walking around
underwear. Wait, Danny's trying to make.
And you mad because you couldn't find the fucking price on the
yes
that you wanted.
Well, but,
and I just told you to go.
Because wait a minute. When you go shopping, right, first off, they have those stupid things where you scan the
it
fucking
was like
item.
A project to get this man underwear.
Yes. Okay. Wait a minute. Let me explain why, though. There is one of those columns that says scan item here. We walk all the way to this fucking column.
Past five other ones, probably.
No, no, no. We didn't. We get to the fucking one column that has the sign that says scan item here.
Yeah.
And is literally a hole and wire sticking out where the fucking thing used to be, and somebody freaking took it away.
Yeah,
so now we have to go find. Then we can't find another one.
They don't want you to know.
So now I'm walking around with two different things of underwear like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like I have this two-pack of underwear with 10 in them.
It's more underwear than he ever had in his life.
Damn right.
Probably.
And then I have five underwears in the other one, and I'm walking around. I'll give him a plug. We're walking around Walmart like we're king shit with my magic underwear, like I'm a Mormon, and
Billy
we're walking
has
around.
A magic kangaroo.
Damn right, a magic blue kangaroo.
That's a big
no,
store.
No, it's me, the magic blue kangaroo.
And then so we're walking to the thing. I have to go get a price check on my underwear.
Yeah.
So the guy gave me a price check on my underwear, and it turned out that the bigger pack was less money than the five pack.
How could that
well,
be?
Well, the five pack were probably nice and comfy and would, you know, fit
oh,
properly.
It's a better
excuse me.
The other
no,
one, probably not so.
Excuse me, Doubting Thomas, a.k.a. Billy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they were the same underwear, same company.
Really?
Same size.
Right.
Same everything. Yeah, they were the ones I wear. I wear the boxer brief.
Ladies. Yeah, I know that's right.
Damn right.
I know that's right. Yeah.
I wear the boxer briefs because my balls are bigger than my cock, so I need room.
Yeah,
well. So I finally get my underwear, and then I have to convince Danny to come back to Staten Island.
I knew you had balls.
To go to, I took him to Burlington, Burlington Coat Factory. They're
more, no
more than gray coats.
No more than, they don't use the Coat Factory part anymore.
Burlington.
Why does Billy correct every fucking thing?
He's the correction police.
I'm sorry, is Burlington calling us? Are they a sponsor that I missed a meeting on?
Well, if we're going to do it, might as well do it right.
I was doing the plug and saying they're more than gray coats. Don't help! God, literal Bill.
They stop that.
Anyway. So now we go there, and Danny, of course, finds not only fucking beautiful shorts to wear on our trip to Vegas. We're going to be at the Hard Rock in 10 days. So Danny now has beautiful shorts to wear. I also talked Danny into a nice winter coat.
Ooh.
I made him get the pretty one.
Really?
So now he looks old. He's going to look fucking during the wintertime.
He can't wear that in Vegas.
No, he cannot. He can.
He could.
And he'd be hysterical if that's all Danny wore.
If he wore shorts
and that winter coat.
And a leather jacket.
I'd shit myself in laughter.
What, like fleece material on the inside?
I would laugh my balls off if you did that. If you went out there to the Hard Rock at the rehab poolside where we're going to be for the $10,000 bikini challenge with Ronnie Effin Munn, Ronnie the limo driver.
And 100-degree weather?
In 100-degree, no, it's going to be more than that. It's going to be at least 108 in the shade.
I need some
And you're
clothes.
Wearing the leather. You have to go to Burlington.
You want
to
come with me?
A.K.A.
No!
That was my inner voice saying no. Billy will go with you because Billy seems to know everything about Burlington. By the way, Burlington Coat Factory, they're more than great coats.
Okay.
Billy will go with you, and he'll take you down there, and then he can go shopping. You can buy underwear, unlike Danny,
I need regular.
What do you need, Bill? What do you need, Joe? Let me help you.
I need clothes, but I have no taste. I buy the same
You have
thing
zero
all the
taste.
Time.
I've seen you. You look like a farmer without a farm.
Yeah, that's what I...
Can
I,
me and Eddie pick up... I'll go with you if me and Eddie can pick
up
clothes.
If we can pick out your clothes, you have to pay for them. But we'll pick them out for you.
Well, but you guys are going to make me look like a clown. You'll buy me Hawaiian shirts.
Your clothes. Give them to me.
Me, Billy, and Danny will go with you to that.
Oh, I'm not going.
Bill Dye, by the way, wants to play Naked Twister. He's throwing it out there as an option.
Yeah. What Joe?
We'll do it for your birthday. Hi, Gina. Hi, Gina. Anywho. So we're rambling, but yeah, went clothes shopping, got everything ready. Danny got a fucking coat. It's going to be funny. But Danny also, like a 4-year-old, bought 10 fucking packs of 99-cent, oh, God, the disgusting pizza rolls.
Oh, they're not disgusting.
No, it's good. When you're buying your groceries from the dollar store freezer, but dude, your eating habits are atrocious. Wow. You understand that was your main form of substance?
No, wasn't there
dollar store
snack.
Pizza rolls?
They're very healthy.
Dude, you bought more than a snack. You bought 10 packages.
I don't have to go to the damn dollar store every day when I fucking want one.
He had to balance them in his hands and walk to the counter in shame.
I'm sure Joe buys more than 10 when he goes.
But Joe had a cart. You look like a fucking maroon.
I wasn't going to get a fucking cart for that.
I knew I was only there
for one thing.
He had them on his chin. And he was carrying them like books to the register. And he's going down the aisle, and I'm filming him.
Instagram.
Yes, I Instagrammed him, and I said, this is Dan. Danny's like a crack addict who just bought $10 worth of crack.
Yeah.
Because literally, and he was like so happy. He's like, and the lady's like, $10, please. And he's like, you're welcome. And he was so happy. He got his
$10. You're the one who was flirting with the fucking 80-year-old chick in the first one you went to.
First off, that bitch would have gave me a gum job, and I would have been happy with it. You shut the fuck up.
Yeah, those are the best.
Well, no, because I have a problem with my card. I keep trying to explain this to people.
Do your clitoris?
That I have, not my clitoris, my card. My clitoris is fine. Oh. It's shot cum. The card itself, you know, like they have the chips now?
Right.
The chip on mine is cracked. So when you go to scan it, it doesn't fucking work. You got to do it like 3 times, and then you got to swipe. But when you try to explain that to fucking people, Shaniqua at the fucking Burlington Coat Factory didn't want to listen. Uh-huh. So then she did it wrong, so then we had to do it all over again. She fucked it up. So then I had to do it again. So now I'm longer at the register, and I have less items than Danny, who bought a nice amount of clothes at the Burlington Coat Factory. By the way, Danny, they're more than great coats.
Bill, to answer your question, he died.
Who died? Who died?
Baxter. I had to think of his name.
How are you going to fucking have a conversation with the...
I had to think of his name, but I knew who he was talking
about.
Tell
the audience what we're talking about. Where is he?
Bill Dye. What happened to the large comedian from Philadelphia, pacemaker at 35, question mark?
Okay,
he
good.
He died.
Well, that's how you help the audience. You're like Billy, who doesn't fucking understand that there's an audience listening and have no clue that you're having a private conversation.
Well, I wanted to squeeze in Bill's answer while you were telling a story.
You were having a private conversation with Bill Dye.
The only one I knew that had to know what I was talking about was Bill Dye.
No. Yes. The audience at Gina might want to know about that, and all the other people hanging out in the fucking Facebook Live suite.
Well, but if they're Bill's there, day. They would have read it.
No, you didn't write Baxter, kumquat.
That's what he answered
heard
the
it.
Question.
You said to answer your question, posted. Bill. They might be fucking 4 things back when he's asking about Naked Twister, you dumb fuck. They don't know.
That's right.
Tell the audience, people.
What a visual.
They're so... Literally... It is, without question, this show, it's like pulling teeth for people just to fucking, they get so angry and defensive. I don't want to tell people what to do.
You bitch.
Fuck the audience. I don't care.
Go get a gum job from Pearl.
Whatever
the fuck her name was.
I don't think it was Pearl. I think it was a nice, first off, she was flirting with me because she's the one that wanted to teach me the stick it in 3 times and then swipe. Right. That's what she wanted.
Stick it in 3 times
and then swipe. And then I told
swipe
her.
It in her ass
Stick it in where?
Stick it in 3 times. Stick it in the slot 3 times. The tight slot, Joe. You stick it in 3 times in the tight slot, and then you swipe.
Swipe.
That's the trick, you see.
I don't understand.
When you go with the card with the chips, right?
Here comes literal Bill.
Usually you...
Taking the fully fucking animated sex joke we were telling, and I was going to explain the card thing.
He's going to give Joe a set of blue chips.
Can I ask a question?
I'm going home.
Billy doesn't explain to the audience anything, but he'll explain to Joe every fucking thing.
Fuck it, I'm packing up.
That's it.
Does that make any sense to anybody? Holy shit. Anyway, so now Bill Dye, by the way, is asking us about the Roller Derby Queen. This is all stuff
when
we were on
I have no idea
WNJC in Philadelphia. Yeah. Roller Derby Queen, I believe, is still alive.
She was cute.
Yeah, so Baxter's dead. Roller Derby Queen's still alive, I believe. Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Engine 9? I don't know what the fuck kind of real name was.
Whatever it was. Yes, he did the color commentary for that.
We used to call her Roller Girl.
And then he said, lick me.
Okay.
Yeah, she was Roller Girl before there was a Roller Girl. Yeah.
That could be Joe's part.
Billy, by the way, actually shut down his computer and is now sitting there moping.
That's right. He was nothing to do with you.
Because you were because you literally were about to tell Joe how to, like, people at home are now like,
you ruined a running sex gag.
We had a running sex joke, and you plane crashed it into a wall.
I really didn't understand what you were talking about.
Joe, you sure you didn't shit on the floor like diarrhea because...
No, it just smelled. There was a leak.
I know, but I'm just saying.
There was a leak in the studio. Yeah. It has a musty kind of smell.
I thought he might have had, you know, a little incompetent bowel.
Well, incompetent is not incontinent.
That's what I meant.
Holy shit, you're in the medical field. What the fuck?
It's the heat. I'm having a
stroke. Why does Billy know it more? Because he's laughing because he knows that's the word.
Because I'm having a heat stroke
But
in
Billy's
here.
Off mic, so he doesn't want to be a part of the show today.
I'm having a heat stroke in here.
Yeah,
you are.
I can't think.
Well, we'll go on break and then we'll turn the air on because we don't want to have Joe cry today. It's too cold.
Well, no, you can put it on. I got a jacket on. You can put it on.
I can put it on for you. Here you go.
Sure.
Here you go. Yeah. You can move over here because Billy said he's leaving. It's going to be a big empty spot right here if you want to hang out.
He's hanging out with the Magic Kangaroo.
Yeah, he probably is. No, he's probably playing one of those stupid... Is he playing... No. You're not playing one of those puzzle games? Is it like Words with Friends? Is it a trivia game? Are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram? Because now I'm on Instagram, by the way. Uncle Eddie 13, check it out, people. Okay. I'm on the Instagram. I'm on the gram.
Oh, wow.
By the way, as they are all fucking saying.
Eddie 13, huh?
Uncle Eddie 13. Wow, you really don't listen.
That's all right. It's all right, because he always leaves the show out in freaking hamradioshow.com.
I
so.
Do, yeah.
Why doesn't he leave the Eddie out at Uncle?
Well, that would be too easy.
Well.
You have no air on. No, we have. Let me explain. We have air. We turn it off because Joe bitches because he's sitting right under the air conditioner and he cries and he's 70-something years old and he cries.
I'm old.
Now, Billy will tell you literally what that means. The old man froze. Thank you, Billy.
Ain't found shit.
That's, thank you. Kim said in case of IBS, well, he doesn't have... Incontinent is different. Like, is incontinent both piss and poop?
Yeah, you have incontinent bowel, so, like, sometimes you tend to pee yourself because you can't hold it.
I thought IBS was irritable bowel syndrome.
It's irritable bowel syndrome, which can cause you to shit a lot, but it's not incontinent. Like, you know, like, I can hold if like, I had IBS at one point, pretty much have it. But I can hold it into a bathroom. Incontinent, you know, you just kind of...
Incontinent, though, means you can't hold your waste.
Yes.
So, like, pee-pee and poopy.
Mostly pee-pee, yeah. But
mostly pee-pee?
Pee-pee, poopy, yeah, it will just come out.
Joe, can you hold your pee-pee and your poopy?
I can hold my poopy for weeks, because I'm always constipated.
He's always constipated.
But I pee 92 times a day.
Well, that's because you're 108 years old.
Yeah,
it's the prostate.
Well, no,
I got a prostate the size of a watermelon.
My prostate's in very good
shape. You'd probably be like my father, go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and then leave the door open.
Just showing everywhere you dick.
Yeah, I'll sit there, get up, you know, maybe get a snack or something. Yeah. And he's sitting there, freaking either sitting on the bowl or fucking standing on the bowl with the door fucking open.
Yes.
And I gotta pass the bathroom to get into my kitchen.
Does he stand there with his dick out and go, "Someday, son, this will all be yours"?
No, because he's an old fucking does the Joe thing with through the hole through the fucking underwear thing.
Oh, yeah. What
are you talking about? He knows what he's doing, man.
No, that's wrong.
He's definitely an experienced man.
You never stick your dick, unless you're taking a dick pic, you never stick your dick through the hole in the underwear.
Why the hell do you think they put it there?
For just aesthetics. They don't
all
put it there for anything else.
My ass. You got to go. If you want to reach in and scratch your balls, you can do this from there.
They do not put it there for actual usage.
Oh, sure.
It is not possible.
Are you kidding? All those, otherwise, it would be a bathing suit.
No, it used to be there for that when you were 108 years ago and you were freaking literally putting on these giant long john underwear.
I definitely don't.
That you had to freaking put, you had to make sure your dick could fit through a hole. That's why they had the flap on the ass, Joe.
Well,
for the poops.
Well, they don't make that anymore,
no.
You see? Well, I don't think people ever took off their clothes in the old days. That was it. They kept them on for years.
So what you're saying is if they had the flap
yeah.
on the ass, you would leave the flap. You would do the flap down.
No, I wouldn't do the flap.
So wait a minute. So why? Hold on for 1 second. Before we go to break, Danny, I got to ask this question. Hmm. Hold on. Danny just came back. He had to take a phone call came in.
Yeah.
All right. So wait a minute. Danny, I got to ask this question. Joe said he uses the fucking pee flap.
Yeah, everybody
And I
does.
Just said if there was an ass flap to take a shit, you know, like in the old school cartoons with the little ass flap.
Yeah.
He said he wouldn't do that, though.
Well, I don't
So
like
why the, is the ass flap not an idea that's good, the piss flap is fine?
No, I think the ass flap is a little bit more complicated because it's behind you.
All you have to do is line it up. You line up your shot. It's the same as the piss flap.
Yeah, no, but then you have the flap coming down.
So
yeah,
no,
it's harder.
Well, you get diarrhea.
Yeah.
So then no flaps.
Yeah.
You should not use flaps. Drop your drawers.
Well, nobody has. You can't even buy flaps anymore. I haven't seen flaps
but
anymore.
But do you understand you just proved our point of why flaps are bad?
I would think they are. I don't
flaps
use
are
them,
bad. But so then don't use the flaps. No anti-flap,
that's
Joe.
That's not a flap. That's like a door, you know. That's not
a flap.
It's not a trap door, what I'm talking about. In your underwear, is just like a little slit. What do they call that?
God, right? I wish Kim had a back door that I could flap.
They got a name for it, Uncle.
They do. It's called a back door flap.
Oh.
All right. It's the Ham Radio Show. We got to take a break. Enough of this fucking witty repartee
that's
bringing
right,
in.
That's right.
718-577-1389. Later in the show, of course, the beautiful, the lovable Lisa Ann will be on the program. Ooh. And we got a whole bunch of crap to talk about. So we're going to take a break from this fine broadcasting thing that we're doing right now.
Yes,
and we're going to be right back after these words. Yay!
You're listening to the Ham Radio Show.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello,
this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio. Bang, bang!
It's like being here anyway.
That's true. Come on.
I said enough. That's me in the corner.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
That's me in the
live. HamRadioShow.com. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Ah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Later on the show, Lisa Ann will be on the program.
What's she famous for?
She's famous for a lot of things. Porn megastar. She's a host on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports. She has done it all. She is now owner, I believe, of her own film company. And porn. She's a cam girl. She's going to be hosting a comedy show. She's doing it all, Bill.
So you mean the one that played Sarah Palin?
Yes, she was in Nailin Palin. So hot. It is the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389, if you want to talk to us. So, Joe,
yes.
you are the Trump aficionado here in the studio.
Oh, okay.
That means that you are efficient at bringing a conversation to the forefront.
Okay.
Did you hear about all this stuff going on in West Hollywood?
About
with his star?
Yeah, they keep breaking this. There's one guy who does it.
Well, three times or something?
Yeah. Well, wait, we got in 2016, July 20th, they built a wall around the star.
He got his wall.
He did get his wall. In October 26th, 2017, someone took a hammer to the star. And then the recent one, July 25th, 2018, someone took a pickaxe to the star. So what they're saying is pretty much that they wanted to vote to get this out.
Yeah, they're considering not so much that it's Trump's fault, but it's just that they keep breaking the damn thing up. Wait till it all dies down. Maybe in 10 years they'll give him another star.
But I'm calling bullshit on that.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Shut up and I'll tell you why. Don't do the whole, I'm going to tell you I'm calling bullshit on it.
I understand
because
their point.
I understand their point that it costs money to replace the star.
Well, he pays
got for that it. Part. Not the point, though. The point still remains is they keep saying that it has nothing to do with a political view. Okay?
Well, hold on.
West Hollywood Mayor John Duran insisted politics did not come into play in the council's vote late Monday. This is the quote. Quote, earning a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is an honor, end quote. He said in a statement, quote, when one belittles and attacks minorities, immigrants, Muslims, people with disabilities, or women, the honor no longer exists, end quote. That seems to me you don't like him as a person.
I would think so.
And that seems to me that what you're saying is it's politically motivated. You don't like the president. You don't like the president. Now, look, I don't like the fucking president, but he's my president. I'm not going to fucking protest every little fucking thing he does.
Why did they give him the star in the first place?
Well, he got the star in the first place before he was the president. He was the Donald. He was
But all these things they hate him for, that's what he did before he was president.
Yes, but now, that's what I mean.
Why did they give him the star?
But, Joe, wait, I'm agreeing with you. That's what I'm saying. He is always been this guy. He has not been anything but this guy.
I'm being rhetorical.
Yeah, but you're being retarded, too.
Rhetorical.
The fact still remains that he was always this guy. Now,
yeah. Matter of fact, he's a nice guy now. He was a son of a bitch before. So why give him the star? Give him a star now because he's a nice guy now.
Wait, but listen to this quote. This is from Leron Goobler, who is the organization's president and CEO. Quote, once a star has been added to the walk, it is considered a part of historic fabric of the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
So true.
Said Goobler. Gubler. The organization's president and CEO, quote, because of this, we have never, never removed a star from the walk. Now, my point, end quote, by the way, my point being is this. The reason why I have a problem with this, this yet again is the snowball effect. This is the snowball effect. This is where the problem starts. This is where we need to, this has to address this. This is where your one point of not liking him now rolls down the hill and creates a bigger boulder of snow.
Sure.
And now you're going to get rid of it because supposedly he's demeaning to this group. He's demeaning to that group. He doesn't, he makes fun of people with disabilities. He does this, that, and the third. Bill Cosby has a star.
Right.
We know that Bill Cosby raped women. Not allegedly. Right. He went on trial. And it was found, he was convicted of drugging and raping women.
I wonder if Harvey Weinstein has one.
He probably does.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if you're not going to remove all these stars, you're making it a personal attack then.
Well,
and this is where I have a problem, because now this is baby bullshit.
Yeah.
This is schoolyard politics at best. This is, I don't like him. Mm-hmm. So now let's punish him. Exactly. In some way, shape, or form. And that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
There is no two ways about that. I mean, I don't know if Billy's going to agree with me. I don't know if Billy's talking on today's show. Are you agreeing with me or not agreeing with me?
No, this whole thing, the city, all of these people in West Hollywood could vote whatever the fuck they want. They have no say.
Exactly.
It's not up to them because there's a council that comes up and puts these stars out and... Those people, if they voted to take it out, that's what they do. That's their job. Put or take. Just everybody in the world could say, get rid of it, get rid of it. But if that council says, no, it's there because it's historical and it's now part of the fabric, it's going to stay.
Which I totally agree with, but my point still stands. The point of even having the vote, of making, even if the fucking vote's illogical, Bill.
But that's more like, why is California in the trouble that they're in? They have no money for anything, but they have time to pay each other to vote on shit that's not even vote worthy.
First off, California,
you're not allowed to vote on that. California is different.
First off, California's doldrums and stupidity.
There's something in the air.
Yeah,
out there,
right.
Though.
Notwithstanding, we get that.
It's like, okay, we're gonna vote for a president on Thursday.
Yeah, what's a wackos?
Why?
Because we can.
You know. All right.
We got to do things differently.
The four of us in this room are going to sit down and vote for a president on Thursday, tomorrow.
Moon children.
It means nothing.
Billy, these are the same people that put avocado on toast and went, it's a new age idea.
And look
avocado toast, motherfuckers.
And look at all the assholes that went, okay.
18, it's not even guacamole. It's fucking avocado.
Holy, holy moly, guacamole.
It's literally slices of avocado on toast. And it's $18 when you go to a fucking restaurant to eat it.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
They're totally fucked up people out there.
That notwithstanding, we understand it's Cuckoo Bird, it's La La Land, we get it, it's fucking L.A. It's the West Coast, we'll be there in 10 days, Danny. But the fact is, to even have the vote shows you where we're at. Shows you, you're showing your cards, Maverick. Look at your hand, Maverick. You looked at your hand.
Look at you.
You showed your hand. You're literally to have a vote to get rid of the guy's star, and Billy pointing out that you have zero fucking power to do this, but stopping everything in your day to sit down and have a council sit around a group and go, who wants to remove this thing and why? I. And have a whole vote that means absolutely nothing.
Right. You wasted all kinds of money that could, I don't know, go to fight fucking fires and take care of the homeless and all that shit. Nah.
Wait a minute. They don't have wildfires and homeless in freaking L.A. Stop. Nah. You're crazy.
I know.
You're nutty. The fact of the matter is, though, it just shows you where we're at, though. And I read this story. I was just getting more and more annoyed. The guy tells you point blank, though. The guy that runs it, Gubler. This exact point.
Gubler?
Because Gubler. G-U-B-L-E-R. Kimmy Gibbler's brother, Gubler. All right? Quote, because of this, we have never removed a star from the walk. End quote. They're not even going to do it even if you voted.
Right.
Even if the
vote means nothing.
Even if the vote meant something, this guy goes, we're not moving it. It does not matter. Do you understand? Like, it does not matter. Keep bringing all your bullshit. And then on top of it, look at the baby bullshit of even destroying his star. Think of that for a second.
Wow. Showing up with can't fix it.
Showing up with a pickaxe does not prove you're a fucking man. Doesn't solve any problems. Guess what? He's still your president. When Rosie O'Donnell brings out her blimp ass in front of the White House and protests with a bunch of Broadway stars when he ain't even fucking in the White House,
right?
It solves nothing.
Actually, they wasted more money. All they had to do was go to Jersey. It's a lot easier to get from, like, the New York City area where all this was.
You know, say what you want about Trump.
And go to Jersey
At least it's interesting. You got something going on every day with this guy.
But that's what he wants. That's the other part.
He's an entertainer, man.
Dude, that was in the paper, too. Someone brought it away. Wait, I got to find this one thing, Danny. Hold on. I got to fucking find it because it's literally the guy worded it so well. Mm-hmm. Oh, where the fuck is it? A picture of him at WrestleMania when Austin was shaving McMahon's head with him. And he said, he's playing you all, motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
He's literally playing you like fiddles. And that's the thing. You guys don't see it. I can't find the article right now, but he literally is pointing out the fact
that it's wrestling.
Bad guy. He's giving you the bad guy that you guys wanted. You want to hate somebody, he's giving you reason.
Absolutely. I'm not saying, for it.
Look.
You're fired.
I'm not saying he's a great fucking president. I'm not saying that. But Joe loves him. He can root him on all day. I'm not saying that.
Take away the man shit. You got an argument there. He's a low-life human being and everything. But as president, he's doing a wonderful job.
This is not a political debate. Shut up. I agree. You can have your point and I can have mine. That's it.
Okay.
We're not saying if he's a good president or not. What we're saying, though, is
you're not saying
at the end of the fucking day, he's the president.
Right.
There's nothing that's going to change that. This snowball effect is fucking wacky.
Not my president.
Yeah, he's not my president.
I just want to. This article's from November 2017.
Holy shit.
So, like, kind of like
before bear with me.
Trump thing. But this is a statement from this guy, Gubler.
It's Gubler. Kimmy is it Gimbler's the same brother. Statement that I just
well,
read?
Well, he says that. No, this is from 2017. Okay. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce has received inquiries asking whether we are planning to remove the stars of Walk of Famers because of alleged misconduct. The answer is no. He said
that would be the hashtag me too. Hashtag time's up.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame is a registered historic landmark.
Yeah.
Once a star has been added to the walk, it's considered part of the historic fabric of the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah. And you wouldn't walk in and you wouldn't fucking just piss on Chinese the man's Chinese theater. No. You wouldn't just fucking just take a crowbar and just uproot somebody's fucking handprints and footprints. You can't do it just because you don't like somebody.
Now, the guy...
You can't do that.
The guy that ran the Walk of Fame who died before this guy, Gubler, even said...
Kimmy Gibbler's brother?
Yeah, Kimmy Gibbler's brother, Gubler. The guy previously said, stars are awarded for professional achievement to the world of entertainment and contributions to the community. A celebrity's politics, philosophy, irrational behavior, or outrageous remarks have never been cause to remove a Walk of Fame star.
And yet again,
until now,
we're not saying that we like him. I'm putting it on the record. Joe likes him. All right, a lot of people like him. There's a guy at Staten Island that just put a giant new statue on his front lawn.
Is that the one on Manor Road?
I don't know.
The one I put the big giant thing.
Yeah, they got to put the big giant T. Now it's a giant 2020 with Trump with muscles, and he's on his lawn. Whatever. He's allowed to. That's my point. You can like whoever you like. Like, I liked Obama. People hated Obama. I liked Clinton because he was getting fucked in the White House.
Yeah.
People hated Clinton.
I like Clinton.
I had to do an argument today where nobody wanted to listen to me. I said, Clinton got impeached. Clinton got impeached.
Yeah, but it was voted.
No, but Clinton got impeached.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to dispute it because then it was ruled after the fact. But he did get impeached.
Sure.
So it's the snowball thing where we don't like something, so we're trying to change it. Perfect example. Here's more snowball effect. Here's another thing that I found in the paper that kind of links to this shit. All right, so Jerry O'Connell, by the way, you know Jerry O'Connell.
Sure.
He's the one married to Rebecca, what the fuck's her name?
DeMornay. Yeah, I don't know.
That fucking hot chick used to be married to John Stamos.
Oh, Rebecca Ramon Stamos.
Yes, but well, not with Stamos. And now she's Odell. Now,
yeah.
O'Connell, whatever.
Remember, he lost his wife to the fat kid from Stand By Me.
There you go. So, by the way, he has a new show coming on Bravo that was originally called Real Men Watch Bravo.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that does that sound at all homophobic?
Oh yes. It
okay.
Does.
Now,
in this politically correct society.
Well,
sure
that's what I'm saying. It's this politically correct snowball rolling down the hill. Now, here we go. After the title was widely slammed for being homophobic. And sexist, which makes no sense to me. What? Gay guys can't be fucking real men? Yeah. Did I miss a meeting?
And they
Kevin Foley, who listens to this show, all right, is gay. And he fucking, we talked about it on this show. He was like, literally on this show, in our chat room, saying that he wants to come on the show to teach us about gays and join in the conversation and make it a whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. That motherfucker's a very manly motherfucker.
He's a manly man.
You would not look at him and you go, gay.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a manly. He's got a beard. He's got the bald head. He's fucking very manly.
I tell you about my
all
football
muscles,
player.
All muscles, tattooed, the whole thing.
Yeah, that was funny. Cause
my football player, forget about this guy.
Oh, yeah, the other guy.
Joe's
I was watching the episode
player.
Of...
Joe's football player that grabbed his dick in the car.
I was watching the episode recently of Married with Children.
Yeah.
When the gay guy starts hanging out with Peggy Bundy and the boyfriend comes over to tell Al that... You know, she's like, "Oh, your wife is seeing my husband." But then Al turned out to like the gay guy because he was into sports. You know, he's like, "Oh yeah," the guy's like, "Oh, I love watching a ball game and going out and getting a hot dog." So Al fucking has the guy stay over and becomes friends with him.
Yeah. Hey, penis looks great today.
And again, that was a manly man, and he was a gay guy.
Well, many reality fans tweeted the network and Andy Cohen about the name, and which now has been renamed because of the controversy. The show now will be called Play by Play, and it just fucking annoys me. It just fucking annoys me.
It is getting a little
it's
ridiculous.
It's getting fucking crazy, and it's the snowball effect. It's the Trump bullshit. It's this fuck. You don't like something, then it's got to change. And then we got to pounce on it until it fucking changes, because if we fucking give it some time and we give it some air... Then we've lost this battle of this. And yet again, we're trying to make the world into this Norman Rockwell painting, and we're a fucking Jackson Pollock at best. Okay? We're not. We are chaos. We are life. This is what happens. There are gay people. There are bi people. There are straight people. There are fucking black people, white people. It doesn't matter what you fucking are. That's life. People got to get off each other's
just
assholes.
Me, because we were having sort of a similar conversation in the car ride to Burlington.
Oh, yes, we did.
I don't want to say what we were talking about.
We were talking about blowing Billy, and you said you go first.
No, but I was just like irks me, like we haven't evolved. It is still the way it is, like, you know. Racism and my religion is better than yours, and I'm not going to serve gay people because it's, you know, like,
racism,
why can't we all...
Because racism, like, though, Danny, is built out of stupidity.
I know that, but it's just, like, amazing that we haven't evolved to just, like,
clap of my hand, black soul man.
But if you can get rid of stupidity, you can get rid of racism.
Like,
you're not going to get rid of that.
It just kills me, like...
I think it's going to come full circle. I think eventually it's going to start turning the other way, and all this politically correct this has got to go out the window. And we're going to go back to where we were in the 50s.
Dude, you got fucking...
It'll probably be worse than that.
We didn't bring up... I don't think we brought this up on the show last week. James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy, both Volume 1 and 2, made comments on his Twitter years ago. I'm saying like 20 fucking years ago he made comments on his Twitter or whatever the fuck, however long Twitter's been around. Like, when it first started, he made little fucking jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes that were funny. They're not all fucking bad. Some of them were fucking masturbation jokes about masturbating to Justin Bieber as a joke, and now I can't stop. And stuff like that. All kinds of little things. Disney found out. Someone backtracked it. Disney found out. And then they fired him from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Crazy, right?
Now, every cast member signed a document saying you should hire him back. This is bullshit. Dave Bautista said point blank, the guy's the Destroyer. He's a member of the Guardians. He said point blank, if James Gunn's script is not even used, I'm quitting. Take the job, stick it straight up your ass, I'm done. You can sue me. Because that, because
I'll
we
go
have,
back and try to wrestle. I still can't do that either.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't need to. He's been in Bond films.
I know.
He doesn't need. That's the thing. He wouldn't even be blackballed in Hollywood. Oh,
right. He doesn't have standing, to worry.
Yeah, yeah. He's standing up for what's right. That's the problem. We're so busy fucking just castrating everybody.
Enough
left
nothing,
and right.
Something you did say 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You're not the same person now
exactly.
that you were 20 years
but
ago.
Even,
you have to grow
minute.
And evolve.
Okay,
how
but
do
wait
you
minute.
Do that?
But wait a minute. I'm going to even take that and twist it a little bit right now. What if he didn't change? What if he still thinks those jokes are funny? Do you know what I mean? If he's
right.
not. If,
you can.
If someone laughs at. Wait, hold on.
But
wait,
a
wait,
joke
wait,
is
wait,
not
wait.
A joke anymore.
Wait, no, but here, wait. Let me make my point, and then you can jump in.
Right.
If someone laughs at a joke, the joke works. You have me. I'm sorry.
But it goes back to what I was saying. We didn't evolve. Like when I was younger, I was, like, you know, of course, like, and Billy pointed out, like, you evolve. Like, I thought things that, like, you know, I totally have a different point of view.
I'm not saying everyone you can evolve. I'm saying that's
but
fine.
I was saying, but like now,
Kissing, and he's but here's my point though. He's allowed to not like that. That's the That's the point we have to get over in America and in this world.
Right.
He's allowed to not like something.
I don't say I didn't like it. It just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Wait, but that means you don't like it. You don't want to watch. Hold on. Let me defend you. I'm defending you.
Different there. Uncomfortable.
No, no.
Not liking it.
No, he's uncomfortable. Right. He doesn't like to watch.
Right.
If two dudes start tongue kissing in front of Joe, he can't watch it.
No,
he
I can watch it. I just don't like it.
Yeah, but you literally get like ill.
How do you how do you watch Shameless? Because there was a lot of that in almost every episode.
That's what I'm trying to
do.
He just
love Shameless. It's a great show.
He madly fingers his wife.
And I watch it.
Those two guys fuck like jackrabbits
in
the beginning.
And that's not the only show. There's a lot of shows like that. But
that's Danny's favorite part.
And the shows. Oh, yeah. Did you ever watch, what was that show before Dexter? The guy was in Dexter. The one about the 6 feet under. Did you watch 6 feet under?
Yeah, those two were gay on the show.
Constantly screwing. Even the Sopranos.
Constantly screwing.
The Sopranos had that whole issue with the fat gay guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was taking it up the rectum. It was unfortunate, for me.
Unfortunate.
Wait. Rectum? Damn near killed him.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, the shows are good, and they're entertaining, and I love the shows. But, when they have those scenes, it's just
I think Joe went to the rectum more than once.
Joe is trying to dig himself out of a hole that he doesn't need to.
No.
He doesn't need to. You're making up excuses you don't need to make.
It's not exactly homophobic, because I don't mind gay people. Gay people are fine.
Yes, but my point is.
I get uncomfortable when I see somebody kissing.
You haven't been.
But my point is you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Hold on for 1 second. We're glossing over the point that Joe is allowed to not like something.
We're not glossing over.
Yes, it is. Not. We are glossing over because we're making like little jokes or this that.
Yeah.
We're glossing over that's the subtext here.
Yeah,
the thing, the takeaway from this story, from both stories, the Trump story and this fucking Bravo story, is that you cannot like something. That's okay. That's my point. When people go, you have to like gays. Some people don't have. You don't have to like gays. If you don't like gays, yes, you're stupid. You're entitled to your opinion. It's a dumb one, but you're entitled to it. You don't have to.
Well,
it's the moment when that threshold crosses over to violence or something else. That's different. You don't have to like them.
Yeah, well, one thing I want to clarify.
You could be an intolerant asshole.
Just let me clarify one thing.
Yes.
Because you're saying I don't like gays.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, that's the inference
that
anybody's
getting. No. I said.
You have the right to not like.
No, I said you have the right to not like to watch two men kiss.
It has nothing to do
with
that. I think guys, hey man, 2 weeks is not whatever floats your boat,
If there's
okay
another dick in the room, Joe, suck it just to make everyone comfortable.
I just feel uncomfortable looking at it.
Yes. But if there's a dick that needs to go in an ass, Joe is going to open up for you guys.
And you're right. That is my right not to see.
Yeah, you have
like
you.
That.
But that's the thing.
I'm not going to stop anybody from doing it. I still watch the TV programs.
But that's what I'm saying. We're taking away people's rights to be stupid.
No,
that's the problem. That's you're taking away someone's right to be stupid. Mm-hmm. And you have the right. We discussed this the other day. You have the right to be dumb and do whatever you want. No one has to like you for it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the other thing. 718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Lisa Ann's on the show. It's a big one today, boys.
Yeah.
Put on your happy pants. Lisa Ann's up next.
Stones are stupid.
Okay.
Both, I think. We'll be right back after these. Whoa! Jones.
And don't kiss in front of me.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toads.
Now they will be here.
Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
Johnny be good.
Who never ever learned to
read and write so well. And he can play a guitar just like it's ringing a bell. There, go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Go, Johnny, go! Go!
Dial the phone.
Johnny be good.
Yeah, it's the Ham Radio Show. We are live. HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Let's get the wonderful Lisa Ann on the phone. Yes, it's ringing, it's ringing.
I hear bells.
I know.
I hear bells.
Yeah. Go, Johnny, go, go. I love it.
Hello.
I'm looking for the beautiful, captivating, and amazing Lisa Ann. Is she available?
She is right here.
Yes!
How are you, man?
Round
welcome
of applause.
To Ham Radio.
Oh, God, I do love you. Every damn way, I do love the beautiful
She's
Lisa Ann.
So pretty.
Not only is she pretty, let me tell you that this woman right here that is on the phone.
Yeah.
She is not just beautiful. Okay. That is just, that's an understatement of the century. It's saying that she's beautiful is kind of dumbing it down a little bit.
Okay.
Besides that, this woman is on Sirius XM. She's on Fantasy Sports. She is a sports guru.
She's the hottest.
This woman knows more sports than I do. I don't know jack shit.
Yeah.
She knows everything. Okay?
That's right.
I've seen her in action. I've seen her at parties. We were at a Super Bowl party, and she was actually watching the Super Bowl.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, there's other girls walking around and all that. Lisa Ann was watching the Super Bowl.
There you go.
That's why she is very knowledgeable in what she does. And on top of that, she has her own... You now own your own film company, right?
Yes, yes. So I produce all of my company's movies, direct and the whole nine yards. I distribute through Evil Angel. I have a new movie coming out August 18th, scene by scene, one scene a day for 4 days until the movie releases, and they'll all drop on evilangel.com.
Beautiful.
You know, the sports thing, it's like, you know, I'm so lucky to have this gig. I will say, out of all of the families I've had in my life, the SiriusXM family is by far, hands down, my absolute favorite.
Well, yeah, you are friends with the Morning Men, guys over there on Channel 82, Mad Dog Sports. You were going to put Babs in a movie, am I correct? Is that still happening?
Yes. Yes, I am working on where I can make this happen for him. I'd like him to also write the scenario. And also, mind you, my key is finding talent that's okay with the fact that I would like to have Babchek in the background eating the cold cut sandwich while we're shooting this scene. Because remember something, he has repeatedly said this for years. And wouldn't it just be great to just have that cutaway and, you know, we could make some of it kind of safe for work so he could put it on his social media, just the right cold cut sandwich while he's watching us shoot a scene.
Exactly. I mean, and if you actually think of that scene in general, from top to bottom, and I do mean from the top and your bottom, having Babs in that scene would just be hysterical. Having him sit there, he's sitting there eating a sandwich when he's supposed to be cleaning the pool or whatever whatever his character is. Maybe he's Juan the gardener. I don't know what he's going to play in the film. But then he's going to...
There's nothing I would want more than for just 48 hours, us, the world, the outside world from the Babchek residence. Don't we think that we want to just see what it's like in that household for those 48 hours? What's it like for him at home? What is he like? Because
he's such
a character. He's got to drive his wife crazy.
I think they both drive each other crazy, though. That's the thing. It's like a kind of give and take thing with him, with Babs and his wife, the beautiful Bethany. I think that it is, without question, between the two of them playing like spy versus spy and trying to get over on one another all the time. And then you sprinkle in two kids. You know, you got two kids that are involved in this as well. It is kind of crazy. Did you hear the story the other day? Babs was telling about where he actually talked his wife into a quickie. And they went downstairs to the basement to have a quickie.
I did not. But did you know that his wife, well, actually his son, stumbled across my fleshlight? Didn't know what it was walking around the house with it. Then there was this tug of war between Bethany and the fleshlight. And then the fleshlight had me walk to a dumpster and put in the dumpster. And it was, don't worry, I made sure he got another one. You know, I also gave Babs one of my highly esteemed awards. Because I knew he'd love it. It was for, like, best MILF or something.
Oh, man. See, she's caring as well,
she's
Billy.
She's very giving.
Yeah, she's a very giving soul. We're talking to Lisa Ann, by the way. Lisa Ann, who is plugging. You're doing the comedy spit roast presented by Brazzers. By Brazzers. I read that wrong because I was staring at a picture of you. Brazzers. You're doing that August 14th. You're doing that out in L.A., right?
Yep, Tuesday night in Los Angeles at Dynasty Typewriter, which is on Wilshire Boulevard. Doors open at 7:30. I'm looking forward to the event. You know, as you can imagine, now that I do sports radio, the funny sidebar is everyone now wants to hire me to talk, right? To sort of post things, right? And I laugh because I tell my friends, I'm like, well, I'm getting other gigs. Either it's doing reads for, like, adult bookstores or strip clubs on other radio channels around the world or whatever it is, I'm now being hired to talk.
Well, because I think that I don't think people realize how big you are. I think you transcended porn. Like, you made porn just like one of the many things that you do in the giant media mogul that you are. I mean, you've done everything. You've named you of course got worldwide exposure when you were doing the Sarah Palin stuff.
Right,
and you
right.
were everywhere. And let's face it, first off and foremost, it doesn't hurt that you're ridiculously fucking hot, Lisa. It does not hurt at all. So you got that going on, like, because there are some girls in porn that don't get to that threshold because they're just not hot enough or for some stupid reason. I don't know. Where people,
you know, I also walked into this world with my own business sense. I mean, picture this. When I was dancing at a local club at 18 years old, I would go and I would make out these little flyers and I would go to Kinko's and I would run them off on fluorescent paper and cut them into four quadrants to get the most out of my 5-cent copy. Yeah. And I would give them out to the patrons of the club so they knew what nights I was working at certain clubs. When I was later going through scrapbooks I put together when I was writing my book a couple of years ago, I found these flyers and I kind of really laughed. I thought, kid, you were 17, 18, you had a car. You need to go to Kinko's. I was ready to make money and look at this like a business. And I think that's really what the industry lacks a bit, you know. There's just that you start to make money and you get very comfortable in life. And there's always room to grow. There's always a new trade to learn. There's always something to get better at. And that's kind of what I want to inspire in the business by being back and being around while keeping up my sports and writing my second book. I just want to share with them that the financial freedom they provide themselves should really be to leverage the rest of their life and elevate them to the next level.
Well, see, that's why I love you, because you're a workhorse. That's what you are. You're not one of those people that just sit there. You know, you could sit on your ass and be just doing porn and that's it and just go, I peaked. Mm-hmm. This is what I do.
Right.
This is that. And you're not, excuse the term, but you're not that broad. Okay. You're not that broad. Mm-hmm. You are the one that went out, found a way to do, you took your love of sports. Because I saw a video about, besides all the videos I've seen of you, which are amazing, I watched a video where they were just, it was like an interview on something. I don't know what it was, but you were walking around, they were taking you around your house, and you were showing like all your sports memorabilia. And I was like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not just a show. She's not just like tits and ass that they present and go, hey, look at this. This is Lisa Ann. I know you're all jerked off to her. Now listen to her on the radio. She knows what the fuck she's talking about. Like, she knows sports.
I also take this into consideration. I grew up in a household where we were only allowed to watch 1 hour of television a day unless it was sports. And we didn't really go to the movies. We went to sporting. We went to local team sporting events. We went to all the Lafayette College basketball games. I grew up as sports being part of my fiber, and it really kept me wanting to stay physically fit. It really kept me learning about new diets, new things, new, you know, it excels you to the point of wanting to always think like an Olympic athlete would, that just fine tuning your body and always keeping yourself in shape. So the sports thing has just been so natural to me. And also on the road, you know, every city has a team and it's so fun to learn about each team. And I would go to work at these clubs and I would be able to like talk to people at the club about their team. And that kind of broadened me a lot. So I use sports as my common ground to keep me happy and safe and following something. And it can really keep you company when you travel 50 weeks a year, because every hotel has ESPN, right? You can go in, see what's going on, watch a couple of games. It's healthy. I think being a fan of sports is healthy, and it's not very common in Los Angeles. Well, you meet a ton of people, even though we're going to have two football teams, that don't follow any sport.
Well, that's the thing. So they didn't have it for so long, Billy.
Right. The football, they'll maybe if they continue to play well, they might show up during the first half, because usually they show up around the second half sometime, you know.
Sure.
It's a big maybe.
But, my theory is this. People sit in the average a person in L.A. sits in anywhere from 2 to 3 hours on the car just to go to and from work and maybe one errand.
Right.
I just don't see people want to do that on Sunday. I know me. On my Sundays, I drive as little as possible.
I agree with that.
I don't see. That's the problem. They would have the TV audience, but they sure as hell wouldn't have the stadium audience.
Right. And we got the great weather, too, so you'd think it would be awesome, but... speaking of traffic, I should also mention that since the doors do open at this comedy spit roast at 7:30 next Tuesday at the Dynasty Typewriter, be prepared for traffic, people. don't walk in late and miss good stuff. I'm hosting, and I always like, secretly, I love being involved in events like this because people get so high stressed when you do a live event, and I'm super chill. And so, you know, there's always someone, like there's the showrunner that's running around like a mad person. Everyone's like freaking out because somebody was like 5 minutes late. There's all this going on. I don't know why. I find that chaos to be so soothing.
Well, chaos sometimes, it actually is better sometimes. I'm the same way. When things run too smoothly, you worry that there's going to be a problem. So you like
and plus when people are that sidetracked, they don't fuss over you as much. Everyone's kind of busy doing their thing. That's normally when I walk around, I socialize a bit. No one, you know, Everyone knows I'm there. I'm never going to be late for anything, and I'm going to make it back up when I need to be where I need to be. But I don't know why. Because I've put those types of events on. I realize that is not a fun business to be in, and not something I really want to do. So when I see other people doing it, I'm like, man, the good stuff behind the scenes. Yep. Yeah. It's panic back here.
Trust me, they know when Lisa Ann is in the building, okay? It's not like they will know. They will be there, they will focus, and they will get going. By the way, Lisa Ann, by the way, is hosting this thing.
Oh.
There is a whole bunch of adult talent that's going to be involved. You got Bonnie Rotten. You got Charles, what's his freaking name? Charles Dera? Mm-hmm. Missy
Charles
Martinez?
Dera.
I got to say his name right. Notice I get the dude's names wrong, but everything else I got right. Missy Martinez. So now what are they doing? Are they doing stand-up or are they doing, is it like, tell me about this show, by the way.
So yeah, these girls are going to do and die, are going to do some bits of their own. There were some comedy writers working with them to put stuff together. You know, I'm very close with Bonnie Rotten. Ironically, her and I share a birthday. Fun fact. Missy Martinez already does a little bit of stand-up, so this is going to be second nature for her. Now, Charles Darrell is a male performer. I don't know how funny he could be. Most male performers don't have a ton of sense of humor. You know what I mean? I'm usually the funny one on set. So I don't know, but he's a great performer, and I'm looking forward to seeing him because I haven't seen him in a couple of years. As for the comedians, this is going to be the real pressure because I'm excited to see how they interact with all of us. Are they like pro porn, not pro porn? Will they admit they watch porn? Can we all guess what kind of porn they're into? You know, things like that.
We got Bob the Drag Queen. We got Liza Traeger. Guy Branham. Stephanie Tolov. And Deborah DiGiovanni.
I love the culture we got up in there, huh?
Yeah, you got everything going on. So you got comedians, you got porn stars, you got porn stars who are going to be doing skits. It's going to be hosted by Lisa Ann. It's going to be a freaking big deal. And, of course, it's August 14, 2018. The doors open at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. The doors close at 8:15, okay?
That means is don't be late, folks. Don't be late.
Get there and be prepared.
I don't care if you know the secret knock. You're not getting in. It's not happening. Right. By the way, after this, later on tonight, but on the West Coast, you're starting up Cam Soda Webcam Wednesday, right?
That's right, baby.
Yes.
9 p.m. your time, 6 p.m. my time. Can I say the M word on the radio?
Yes, you may.
M-A-S-T, that word.
Yes, you can say.
As I tell my friends, so, you know, funny, my friends aren't in the business. My friends all have other jobs, right? So I'll just text them, you know, oh, yeah, I'll be doing my weekly one-hour masturbating on the internet tonight. And they die laughing every time. It's literally, that's what I call it. Most girls call it webcam. I don't really understand that part. I just feel this is my 1 hour a week to publicly masturbate on the internet. And that's what I do on Cam Soda. It's not any more work than that for me. I get a great night's sleep, and it's a guaranteed good time.
See, this is what I'm saying. I ask this question usually of every hot chick that's ever been on this show. What's it like to be desired? Because I have never been desired. You mean you have men that are going to be tuning in, and women that are going to be tuning in to Webcam Wednesday presented by Cam Soda. You're going to be doing that tonight. You're going to be masturbating. People are going to stop what they're doing. They're going to go on their little typity box. They're going to go to the thing. They're going to watch you do it. What's that like? What's that feeling like knowing that everybody's watching you and your sexy body and you masturbating? That, to me, I don't know. I can't fathom it. So what's it like?
I don't really wrap my head about it being as much about me. I look at it more about everyone else, and it just feels really good to be part of other people's escape. I think this is probably what movie stars and athletes feel like too, right? Where you are part of people's escape. People are tuning into you to break away. Who knows what other girls they tune into? Who knows what they really like? But for some reason, I'm a part of their escape, and that's really the way I look at it. It's not quite about my ego as much as it is about everybody else has this choice, and they've chosen this to be part of their escape. They're sharing it with me. And so I'm intrigued by that, and I find it, you know, really fun to know that there is that choice out there of, oh, who am I going to spend time with? And they'll log into your room, and there they are, and you're part of their escape.
Yes, you can log in, by the way, by going to camsoda.com/search/Lisa-Ann tonight.
Just Lisa Ann. Just Lisa Ann.
Oh, it has Lisa Dash Ann. See, I would have went to the wrong place, and I wouldn't get to watch
just
it tonight.
Just Lisa Ann. No problem.
I want to
no
make
problem.
Sure I can Webcam Wednesday. I don't want to screw that up. Billy, what? It's the wrong copy. That's not good. I don't want to miss it.
Fire the typist.
Fire the typist. Off with their heads.
Okay.
Besides all that, so let me, just right before we wrap up, because I know you got to get going because you have 9 million things you're doing, I got to understand. You are an author. You are a porn megastar. You are a radio professional on fantasy sports. You are a dancer. You're still performing or no?
Yes, I am.
And there you go. You are a commentator on many different things. Is there anything you're not doing?
Anything I'm not doing?
Yeah, have you ever? Is there anything that you're not doing and then you want to actually do?
Yes, I would really. Right now, I'm trying to learn Spanish. I mean, Italian. So that's a big one. I would really like to find time to learn how to play golf.
Wait, I missed that. What did you want to find time to go golfing?
Well, it'll keep you.
I want to learn how to play golf. Yes.
Well, if that ain't the plot for another movie, come on now, Lisa Ann.
Right?
Come on, there's a whole scene right there about washing bowls.
Oh, can you imagine?
Done.
Yeah,
right there.
The
19th hole and beyond.
Yes, all kinds of stuff can happen on that
that's
one.
Just true.
The titles are endless. The titles are endless here. We can be buying domains all night. Don't get this ball.
Instead of Caddyshack, it's Caddyshag.
It's Caddyshack up.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff, man. And I just pictured Lisa Ann wearing a little, like, you know, a golf outfit. Oh.
I get a picture of 19 holes. That's like a hole.
Definitely a hole in one.
Yeah.
Or a hole in fun. Or any cheesy line will work.
She'll
make it work, though. That's the thing. She can take. I've seen Lisa Ann take dumb scripts, and I'm not talking about scripts that she wrote or anything that she had anything to do with. Like plots that made no sense.
Oh, sure.
Like when she's like playing a MILF that comes home and catches the stepson jerking off, all that kind of stuff. She has made it believable, and you watch it and you go, this actually has a plot. I'm watching porn.
Let me ask you guys something.
Yes.
Plot or no plot? Is there something you guys like with the plot? Because I got to tell you, the plot adds about 6 to 8 hours to our day. That's why I don't like to do the plot.
Okay, me and Joe. Joe is 70-something years old.
Yeah,
We love a plot.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Danny, okay, so you need to be lured into this scenario.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Danny,
sure.
Who's my producer. Danny, get on mic too. Danny, who's my producer, he hates a plot. In porn. He hates it.
Well, thank you, Danny.
There you go.
Thank you, Danny. One for my side. I mean, I get it, but you have to understand, you know, when you're in that work smart, not hard mindset, you go to work for one company that just has you do a little tease, they play a little music over, and then the scene starts. And so, you know, you're out of there at a very decent hour. You still pretty much have the right of your day to go enjoy things, and you've already worked that amazing set.
Right.
Whereas when you're doing these plots, you show up the same time, you know, 8 a.m., and you might be there till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Meanwhile, the other shoot, you showed up at 8, you were in your car at 1:30 p.m.
For me...
I know what I mean? So it's just like, I want to cater to everyone's love, and I understand people do like the plot, and that's why once in a while I'll still work for Brazzers, because they like to have the plot, and then everybody gets their fill of their plot. But I like the look on my talent's face when they show up to shoot for my company and they know there's no dialogue. They're just so happy. And I just want to make them that happy.
That's the way it should be, because me, I don't care why the pizza guy was there. I don't care why she needed a plumber.
I want to know.
I don't care why the plumber's there.
I want to know why Lisa Ann didn't have any money to pay the pizza guy.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Like, I can care
get
less.
In there is half the fun.
And what she's going to do to make it up to him, because she doesn't have any money for a tip.
There you go.
That's what I need to know.
That's right.
And then,
yeah, I get it. I get it. I can do short ones once in a while. I'm going to bring back some of my series, like Lisa Ann's School of MILF, and there's a little bit of dialogue in those, because it's all about a school that I run.
Yeah, see, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not looking for the Godfather epic here. We're just looking for a little basic, oh, hey, you stole my panties from the drawer.
Yeah.
Naughty boy.
Oh, baby.
Da-da-da-da, and then music starts and you start fucking.
Why can't the plumber, we start the scene with the plumber ringing the doorbell. She shows him where the damn drain is. He bends over. And then you just start fucking.
Like plumber's crack?
Yeah.
That's a plot.
Do you need a napkin?
Short, sweet, to the point.
I get it. But I will tell you this, just so you know, the short, sweet, and to the point, when you're shooting the pictures of the door, when she greets him, that's a whole hour to 2 hours.
Right.
They've got to shoot it from both ways. They've got to light it. They've got to do everything else. Now we're going to follow a walk into the kitchen. Oh, no, we've got to move everything we set up earlier. So we've got to do that. That's another hour to have. I mean, listen, just for the plumber's crack to show, we just lost 4 hours of our energy level to describe the world. You should have heard me when I was younger. I would try to talk directors. Back then, it was 2 or 3 days of dialogue, and then it was a scene. Because in the 90s, remember, we shot those full-on movies.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
And I would walk up with my big book script, you know, which I found all of them from when I first got in the business in one of my scrap boxes I was going through. And I would say to them, can we just pick randomly 6 pages and rip them out and act like they weren't there? And we will find a way as creative actors and actresses to tie the scene together. It will still, we'll make sure they're not sex scene pages, I would say. Just like 6 days. Just tell me the number you're comfortable with. I mean, I really didn't, you know, I was a kid. You know, I was young, and I just wanted to hang out, you know?
No, I mean, I get there's a financial, you got to cut some corners here. I get all that, but. Look, if it's Lisa Ann's in it, I'm still going to watch it anyway. So I don't give a shit if she's doing silent film.
So why don't we just go, like, ding-dong. She opens up the door and be like, want to fuck? And they just fuck right there. They don't have to walk the hallway.
Well, they got to come in the doorway, because then technically he's outside. He's breaking some kind of L.A. law.
Yeah.
Something.
No, they go in, close the door. That's it. You don't have to go down the hallway into the bathroom.
Luckily, all of the scenarios you've listed are already available with a simple Google search or actually a search on Pornhub. I guarantee you can find the plumber scenario in about 80 different scenarios. 10% of them will be Johnny Sims. The other 10% will be like Johnny Castle. Like, I know exactly what guys they picked as a plumber.
You know what I've been watching now? I've been watching lately. I don't know why. I've been watching those car. They're called car flashing videos where the guy like pulls over, asks for directions, and then the girl like gives him directions, but she notices that he's jerking off in the car. And then she either, like, decides, like, in the newer ones, they decide that they're going to give the guy a hand job.
I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah.
Jeez, I haven't seen these yet either. Thanks for turning me on to something new and really informative in the world we live in today. This could be more detrimental than texting and driving. I mean, this could cause accidents.
Oh, they're great. And it probably would be really cheap to film. You need a car, you need a guy with a big dick, which I'm sure you can find.
Oh, that's all right.
And then you need Lisa Ann to give directions.
Yeah.
That would be great. Done deal.
Yeah.
Real easy. She
leans
in the
window.
You know
what's funny about that is most people will think that's real. People will think that's real.
Oh, yeah.
They won't think that Bang Bros got together and set that up and shot that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to lie. I jerked off a couple of times and then I went, oh, yeah.
You
this possibly
my fantasy.
Is fake.
It's not real?
This is possibly
so
fake.
All this, yeah, it's not real. Oh, my God. It's not real.
I'm
yes,
so
no.
Disappointed.
So all of these scenarios, this is very interesting. I wonder if this is taking off because of, like, how big the carpool karaoke has gotten, that now we're obsessed with things happening in a car.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Maybe that's true.
Instead of carpool karaoke, you could do carpool bukkake.
Oh, my God. Now we've taken it to a level.
I'm adding Asian porn to it. It's getting crazy.
Well, that's true. There's an English one where the girl can't pay the cab fare all the time, you know, in the cab.
Isn't that a London taxi thing?
Yeah,
I know.
It's a real large cab,
girlfriend,
too.
Yep.
It's so great talking to Lisa Ann. about like our dumb porn that we watch.
Hey, it's an art, man.
No, I know, but it's like talking to Scorsese about how to make films. Because he's like, let me tell you how much that costs to get the plumber in the hallway and the thing. Let me tell you. And by the way, those handjob videos, fake, Eddie.
Yeah, really?
They're fake.
Do you guys remember when the internet first popped? It was just crazy the amount of content that was being created, and everybody was trying all these different things. And there was this one site called Big Sausage Pizza.
I don't remember.
Do you remember this one?
Is that the one where there was a hole in the box?
Yes. The delivery guy would arrive, and his penis would be sticking out of the box. Now, mind you, I never did this because I love pizza, and I was like honest. I was like, I don't want this to ruin my love for pizza for the rest of my life. And you know what I mean? Like, and I don't want pizza grease all over my face in the scene. But the girl would have to do a ton of the scene with the pizza still there.
Oh, you had to order extra anchovies to get
Of course it didn't. Of course it didn't last. But it was fun while it lasted, because at the time, I remember I had my agency, and I remember booking the girls for the job and having to explain it to them on the phone. And you'd always hear someone in my office start laughing because I'm trying to tell the girl, and she doesn't understand. I'm like, no, you don't understand. They put a hole in the pizza, you know, through the box. And the guy shows up, like, it's in the box. Let me send you a picture. And everyone in my office would just be laughing. It's like, yes, this is our lives. This is what we have to ask people to do.
You can do that with a hot dog bun, you know?
Yeah, that would be about a normal size.
Like, bite it. She's supposed to just play with it while the pizza is still relevant. Because clearly somebody who financially backed this site for these scenes loves pizza.
Right.
That's all I can think about.
They own the pizza shop.
Food fetish.
Well, now we know what the guy from Papa John's can do now.
A lot of mozzarella there, baby.
Oh, my God.
I punched a hole in
so
the box.
Much.
That would be freaking... By the way, this is by far one of my favorite interviews we've ever done. I'm not even exaggerating.
I wish you guys... You know what? Wouldn't it be great if you guys were out here in L.A.? Maybe the next time they have one of these shows, you guys can come out to L.A., join the Brazzers Spit Roast Comedy. You can do your show out of the Wilshire Building for a couple of days, and we can tool around Los Angeles.
Absolutely. Hell, I'll be Babs' co-star in the porn. I'll just hang out.
Go.
I'll be the guy that brings him the sandwich.
Oh, my gosh. You could be his assistant. You could be his assistant. Like, we get you we get him a chair with his name on the back, of course. We could have cool photos of him sitting there like he's really someone. Wow. We get him a robe with his name on it. You know, you could be the person handing him his robe.
As long as I don't have to be his fluffer, I don't give a shit.
Or like, Eddie's making the sandwich for him and accidentally squirts him in the face with the mayonnaise.
I thought it would be fun if we had one of those ridiculously long subs, you know, one that takes up the whole counter.
Everything that Babs is trying to put in his mouth should be the same thing going on in the scene. Like, you see Lisa, whoever's in the scene, trying to blow this guy who has an incredibly giant penis. And then you just hear Babs go, I can't fit this thing in my mouth. There's too much meat.
That's right.
And then when the guy does the money shot, then he shoots the mayo in Babs' face.
Oh, my God.
Either that or you're there.
You know what?
The other end.
My only fear with this scenario, which really sounds like an awesome time, my only fear is, like, is this going to take Babs to a place that is he cannot come back from? Is this going to make him feel he has peaked in life? Right?
Yes.
The cold cut sandwich on set while we're shooting a movie. And then where does he go back? What does he bring back to Evan in studio? Like, what
absolutely
does he have
nothing
for Morning Men?
Wow. Oh, he's done. You literally.
He's done.
It would be like literally going to the top of Mount Olympus and high fiving Zeus.
Where do you go from
like,
there?
You are the creme de la creme, Lisa. You are the top of the top. Mm-hmm. He gets to be in a movie with you. Like, and he's going to have no sex scene. Thank God.
Right.
And I think she signed a waiver and said that he can't be naked. Because if you've seen Babs naked,
no, but you know what? We might put him in a Speedo.
All right. He can look like he's smuggling plums. That's fine.
Shows the gingerbread and everything.
Yeah, everything. The tender vittles.
Yeah, and not let him shave, not let him do anything. Like, maybe he's laying out at the pool in one scenario, all oiled up as if he's the homeowner, right? You know, he's sitting out there with a bubblegum cigar. You know, something really silly.
This will be the first porn-rated yuck.
I'm telling you.
Ugh. Can we fast-forward through his scene and get right to Lisa Ann? Thanks.
Okay.
Lisa, thank you for being on the show, baby.
Yes.
Let's plug away everything. We got Webcam Wednesday tonight. going on.
Six. Yep. Go 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
That's on camsoda.com/search /LisaAnn. No dash. If I find the fucker who put the dash in here, I'm going to kill this son of a bitch. Anyway. And also, of course, the beautiful LisaAnn will be hosting the comedy Spit Roast presented by Brazzers August 14, 2018. The beautiful place that you will be hosting it is the Destiny Typewriter, 2511 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. Tons of porn stars, tons of comedians. It's going to be an amazing show. The doors open at 7:30. The doors close at 8:15. If you're late, she does not give a shit.
There you go.
Show up on time, goddammit.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. You need to show up on time.
Normally when someone's late, I say to them, better late than pregnant. But in this case, that's not going to help anybody. And that's really what I suppose, because it's true, right?
It's very true.
And it lightens the mood. Once someone's late, accept it, everybody. Move on. Stop scolding them. It's over.
And of course, for more information, go to thelisaann.com. That's thelisaann.com. Lisa Ann, guys, first off, I know you're giving her a standing O, even though
Absolutely.
You're sitting, because you all have an erection. But please, round of applause for Lisa Ann. She's the queen. She's our queen. She's beautiful. I will tell Babs everything. Everything that you said tomorrow, and then he has a brand new co-star, and it's me.
Yes, as his assistant. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you
so
much.
Los Angeles area. I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday night at Brazzers Fit Comedy Roast. So thanks, guys, for having me on. We have to do this more often.
Absolutely. Let's make it a monthly thing.
Okay.
Why the hell not?
Do it.
We'll get
let's
little sandwiches. We'll be fun. Lisa Ann, thank you, baby. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man, she was amazing.
Such a nice girl.
Funny, huh?
Such a nice guile.
She's got a good sense of humor.
Not to mention also an over half an hour interview. Danny, round of applause for us. Come on, Danny, give it up.
Let's call one in the win column for me. She doesn't like the stories either.
No, I know. Danny hit it off at
least. I don't understand that. Everybody likes the scenarios.
Oh. She's thinking from the
business
point.
She's thinking financially.
Financially, I understand that. It takes more money to shoot. But once you got it shot, it goes down into history. It's forever.
You got to see. The plots cost the porn industry money.
Yes, they do. Yeah. But the plots also can make you money back in the day. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Let's take a break. Let's regroup. Danny, give me a hand job. We'll be right back after these words. Yay.
This is Ham Radio.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Ed, you know, Ed McMahon, and I just love Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Oh, yeah, you got the slow jam, baby. The Expo Splash Bash, which includes the $10,000 bikini contest, is just 10 days away. 10 days away, 21 hours away. So 10 days, 21 hours away. And we're going to invade Las Vegas, Nevada, baby. We're going to invade the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel. We're going to invade the rehab pool at the Hard Rock Casino, Vegas Hotel. We're going to be there. We're going to get there August 19th to the 22nd. But on that last day, on the 22nd, on Wednesday night. Well, it's not Wednesday night. It's in the middle of the day. Wednesday, the 22nd, 2 to 7. We're going to be there, right there. For more information, go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. And find out how you can join us in the $10,000 bikini contest hosted and judged by me, Ronnie Mund, and a whole bunch of other people. So you need to check it out. It is the Expo Splash Bash and $10,000 bikini contest. For more information, like I said, go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. Yeah, baby!
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Sean Weiss, most famous for playing the portly goalie in three Mighty Ducks films, was picked up for public drunkenness in a small town north of Sacramento, California. Also supporting a meth habit, the intoxicated Weiss blew a full two, with cops arriving moments later to administer a breathalyzer test. Kevin Federline continues to pressure ex-wife Britney Spears, claiming the $20,000 he receives in child support every month is simply not enough. Divorcing 12 years ago, the two still have a lot in common, as Britney wants her next Las Vegas residency at Caesars, while Federline's current job prospects are with a much littler Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Honey Boo Boo's back in the news after signing on as a contestant for the upcoming dance competition spinoff, Dancing with the Stars Jr. Her Appalachian American heritage will play to her advantage should any of the dances involve a pole.
And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Wrap Up.
Fuck you, asshole.
And I'm golden. Got that she live for me. Says it made me innovation. I'm on motivation. She goes down, oh, she goes down on me. It's
give
Lee.
Give me your address there.
That's right.
That's right.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Right here, hamradioshow.com. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. 718-577-1389. People are asking in the Facebook live stream. The beautiful Gina is asking, what am I eating? And I am eating the pizza rolls that Danny from the dollar store said they're Joe's pile, not Danny's pile.
Well, sure, my pile.
And they want me to catch one in my mouth like a seal.
Can you do that?
I will attempt it right now on the show.
Okay.
Don't bark, do that.
Bark like a seal.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. You missed.
I caught it.
You caught it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it hit you in the nose.
No, I actually guided it in with my hand.
Right.
But it went off my...
Oh, that's a rebound.
Yeah, but it worked. Okay. I like to catch Gina in my mouth, too. But she won't
is she pretty?
In basketball, that
dude,
would be
dude, you ask me every time.
Pending.
Gina is beautiful.
Well, she never sent me those nude pictures she promised.
And she's never going to send you them.
No one ever does.
She won't send me nude pictures.
How come?
I've only seen Gina's giant tits in a bra.
Oh, really?
And let me say,
I'll settle for that. I'll settle for that.
And they're beautiful.
Maybe one of those French cut bras. She had a little one.
She had, no, it was a purple bra. Let me tell you right now.
I'll tell you
exactly what it was, Joe. It was a purple bra.
Yeah.
Under a work blouse, which you know I love women in work clothes.
Oh, me too, yeah.
She was in the little work blouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had, it's a purple bra.
Subtle.
Like lace on top of the titty.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the bottom part where she has to hold down those fucking... you know, those giant triple D, they were monstrous D's that we learned.
That big,
I think they're 36 double D's, right, if I remember from last week.
Oh, wow.
And to hold the puppies in, she has, you know, this purple, like, silky kind of, but bra material, but, like, a very strong bra material. Because you got to hold those giant tits back.
I'm telling you, they must weigh 100 pounds.
By the way, Gina says that it's a great bra.
Yeah.
And Gina says that, I guess, because she's answering Rob. Rob in the chat room said Gina's a freak, and I think Gina answered and said yes. So.
Okay.
I invited Gina.
Yeah.
To meet me in Vegas.
Oh, how nice.
Because she's on the West Coast. If she wants
to. Well, she can share your room.
No, Rob, fuck you. You don't get to see Gina. Gina's mine. You can have all the other girls. Let me have Gina, for fuck's sake, Rob. Rob, stop trampling on my daisies, Rob.
Is that Rob your attorney?
No, that's Rob the guy. That, by the way, Rob, just so you know, Rob was the guy that booked Frank Shamrock, remember
right.
Frank Shamrock?
Oh, okay.
So Frank Shamrock's coming on next week.
Okay.
Because I handled that myself, too.
Well, you're very
me and Frank Shamrock had a nice little conversation.
Oh, okay. So related to Ken Shamrock?
Yes, he is, motherfucker. And it's his brother. So he's coming on next week. So we went from Lisa Ann, we got Frank Shamrock. Then we got to take off the... the next Wednesday, because we're not going to be here. That will be the 22nd.
Right. Yes,
I mean we can do the Billy and Joe show.
We could, but we're not going to.
If they want to host a show, they can.
Well, that'll be a bore.
How about
no? Because we could call in live from Vegas.
Yeah, it'll still be a bore. How about the two of them get together?
It'd be a bore.
Yeah. Why don't we give the show to the CUNT? He does a great job of putting it on.
Why I was going to say he should do that thing.
How about them two get together on the Wednesday and they make an arthritis song for the following week?
Oh, God.
Like, they don't have to do
a
show.
He loves arthritis, this guy.
Yeah, because you two jackoffs are fucking talented.
We're talented boys, I'll tell you that.
But here's the problem. We have to explain that you're talented for fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, you have to
then
use
you
the
have,
subject.
Then this asshole's got to go. He's got to find his motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't write a... You write a song about anything you want.
No, we have to be motivated. You're right. We need to be directed.
Billy, pick a fucking subject.
A good direction.
Pick a subject, anything you want.
You know,
and Gina, I will.
De Niro needs a script. You
Gina,
know?
By the way, I will always be sweet to you because I want to actually make love to you and not just fuck you.
I'd like to
There's
touch
a
you if I could.
No, you're not. No one's allowed to touch Gina until I've touched Gina. And then if she refuses me and says, "Look, he has a small dick and he's fat," then everyone else can touch Gina because then at that point I'll be sad.
Well, isn't she the one?
I have the same problem.
Who touches her?
Isn't
she the one who decides who touches
her? No, I said if she lets me. Well, if she shows up in Vegas.
We're not rapists.
There you go. There's your motivation. Write a love song about me and Gina. There's your fucking motivation. Write a love song about me and Gina. I said a love song, not the name game, you fucking lazy shit. What I'm saying.
Oh, Gina.
Oh, Gina.
And now we're doing Richie Valens.
I had a girl, and Gina was her name. Since I met her, I've never jerked off the same. Sorry. Why am I the only one singing?
Well, because you're terrible, that's why.
You're horrible. Okay. You're not helping. You're the fucking musicians.
Well,
Billy was in here strumming a banjo before or some shit.
No, it's not a banjo.
Whatever the fuck he was doing.
Resonator.
With a resonator.
A resonator.
Sounds like a fucking Schwarzenegger film.
Or a dobro.
I'm the fucking resonator.
Rhymes with dildo. Like a dildo rhymes with dobro.
Yeah, dildo rhymes with dobro. But if she, if you write a love song, that we will premiere that the week after I come back from Vegas.
You're going to have to tell me things about Gina and then that are personal. So
I will tell you that Gina has a face.
Purple bra. Big breasts.
Big breasts, purple bra. She has the most.
Talks to Eddie.
She has one of the most beautiful faces I've ever seen in my life.
Up tempo, slow tempo.
I would like a nice slow tempo. I would like something I can make love to her with.
Would she walk a dog?
Walk a dog?
Yeah, I don't know. Trying to figure out
get
the person.
Get the fuck out of the studio.
Want to know who she is, what
get
she
the
is.
Fuck
by
out
the
of
way,
what?
Gina says yes, a love song. She.
By the way,
it,
Gina
so
is a nurse.
You can't.
Nurse. That's
she's a
right.
nurse.
You can't disappoint a fan.
No, she. Wait, hold on. Gina's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
No, fuck you, Rob. You're not going first. You probably have a bigger dick than me, so you're not going first.
That's right.
God damn it. Let the little dick asshole go first, and then you go.
You'll ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, you're going to ruin it for everybody. You're going to stretch out a pussy, and I'm not going to enjoy
rotten
it.
Rotten guy.
All right, listen.
Yes.
Let me go first. Now, okay. She's got big breasts, purple bra. She's a nurse.
Okay.
She has a beautiful face. Eddie wants to fuck her. I don't think you need any more, but let's just keep going.
Okay.
Did I mention Eddie wants to fuck her?
Okay. I think that'll be the title of the song.
Eddie wants to fuck you.
That'll be the song. Eddie's.
You take your time.
Yeah,
like
Gina, I'm only looking out for your best interest, and I'm talking about your pussy. I don't want someone with a big dick or whatever, because I don't know what Rob has.
Yeah.
He might have a giant tuna can.
He might ruin your
you know,
for
like
life.
The width, and he might. You know what I mean, like I don't want that.
He's a damn killer, man.
Yeah, come on. Mine is nice. It fits in perfectly. Let's just happen.
He's got a reputation.
First off,
you won't even notice. It'll be in and out in no time.
First, yeah, it'll be done. I'm gonna come quick. Don't worry about it.
It's listen. Like bath fitters. They're in the morning. They're out by the afternoon,
was,
and everything's all good.
My cousin Whitey's a great line. He used to love anal. And in order to talk him into anal, he goes, I have a very small penis. You won't even know it's there.
And the
it'll be in, it'll be out.
And
so the, quick, you won't know.
And then the guys would fuck him in the ass. question, though.
It's for free.
This is if Gina shows up.
Nothing.
Gina has to show up to Vegas. She has to come to my room at the Hard Rock, which is great now that Danny's not staying at the Hard Rock with
well,
me.
Well, that's great because
then
I
have
to pay
my,
for a room.
I have a room. She doesn't need to. I would never let her sleep so she could come to my room.
Absolutely.
She doesn't have to fuck me to stay in the room, but it would be nice.
She could come to the room. She could come in his
room. She could come on my room.
Yeah.
Use the fuck. I ain't paying. Take your fucking, you want to clean your puss, wipe them on the blinds.
Room
I don't care.
Service, room service.
Come on. We can open the window. I can push your titties up against the glass. Come on. It's a good day.
And the last time I went anywhere with Eddie and we had to spend the night in a hotel,
yeah.
He even had complimentary underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did have underwear that was not mine.
Wow. Great hotel you guys were staying at.
They were complimentary underwear.
By the way.
And they were fucking bigger than him.
Yeah, that's right. Gina says, oh, my God, a love song does not include anal.
Who said anal?
No, Joe started talking about anal.
I thought this was about what I love.
Yeah, no, Joe started talking about anal and he fucked it up for everybody else.
I'm sorry.
Which is not good.
Gina.
I wasn't actually talking about me. I was talking about cousin Whitey.
Yeah. Boy, leave Whitey's dick out of it. Nobody wants to hear about Whitey's dick.
Well, you know, Whitey,
I don't want to hear about, don't tell me a Whitey story.
Okay.
Gina
pretend this is a black show and there is no Whitey.
Gina has a closed backdoor policy, Joe.
Stop keeping me down.
Most women do.
First off, the first time that me and Gina make sweet monkey love,
ooh.
We are not going. I am not going to try to. Thank you. I'm not going to jam it in her fucking asshole. That would be wrong.
What a disappointment.
I'm going to simply. All I'm going to do is I'm going to make out, I'm going to kiss her neck, I'm going to fondle her breasts, I'm going to tongue fuck her titties,
ooh.
I'm going to work my way down to her box,
ooh.
You know, like a gentleman.
God, sounds like phone sex.
God damn, that's what I would do.
Matter of fact, she doesn't even have to show up, just talk to her on the phone.
Oh, trust me, I've jerked off the...
Hello?
Hello?
No, I'm not wearing any knickers.
Hello, babe.
I have jerked off to Gina more times with her not being there. If she actually showed up, it would be an amazing thing. It would be an astounding thing. No, she's in shape. She's good looking. She's not. She ain't no cow. No cow here.
She'll stand on his left. People will look and go, look, a perfect 10.
Gina says she'll be on her period. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, jeez.
Like, that's going to stop me, Gina.
Yeah.
Gina, do you understand... that I've wanted to fuck you since I met you.
It's like marinara sauce. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
he'll lick it right up.
Do you think I care? By the way, Rob's saying that he has got 9 inches, so that's why you don't get the fucker first.
Nine, I think he's lying.
9 inches,
he's
Rob.
He's lying. Everybody says they got 9 inches when they really
I got
five.
9 inches, too. Not here. Yeah. I got it at home.
You can put the three of us together, we'll get
9 inches.
I'll
put it in the bag.
Yeah, Danny's got 9 inches.
It's in the bag.
Eddie will blame the flush jack we have.
No, here's what I'll do. I'll go fucking talk to Lisa Ann, see if I can get one of them fleshlights, because if you ain't coming, I'm fucking something.
You're going to need something, yeah.
God damn it. I don't have 9 inches at all. I don't think it's 9 inches around. I don't think if you measured it from my colon, it would be 9 inches.
I don't think you have anything on you that's 9 inches.
No, nothing. Everything's short and stubby.
You can't count your thigh, you know?
Let me point out that some women who are sometimes around in our Facebook Live suite have seen my penis.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've seen parts of their anatomy as well.
Well, I heard it's very pretty. It's
and
beautiful.
I was told, point blank, that my penis is nice and girthy.
It certainly
that
is.
Was the last quote.
That's right.
So I'm just saying, I got a girthy cock, right. Which is nice. Yeah.
Some women like the girth.
A lot of women like the girth,
they
is what I'm hearing.
That over the length.
They do.
Yes. Ooh, the length, I think, is because porn.
It's psychological.
Yeah, it's psychological. Porn has made. You said this is from the guy with the big penis in the fucking room. It's psychological.
Listen,
it's
about our friend, Dr.
Says
Deb,
Danny,
said.
Yeah.
Our friend, Dr. Simpson.
Dr. Deb Simpson?
Yeah. Dr. Deb
Who
said,
the fuck is that?
You only need. A woman only needs 4 inches.
Yeah.
To get off.
But if a woman sees 4 inches, they
she's
get off the couch and they
and
fucking leave.
Right.
That's
because
what they
it's
do.
It's psychological.
Exactly.
It's, oh my God, this guy's got a big cock.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That although the carjacking movies, that carjacking, that's even making more funny. The car flashing movies, the guy always has a giant penis. Of course, because he's a porn star. I get that.
Uh-huh.
But it's always a guy with a giant monstrous cock. And that's what makes the girl stop and start leaning over and like looking at the, you know, looking at the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like and then she leans in and gives him a hand job.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great movies. As we scared off Gina, who just fucking left.
Of course.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I would have left an hour ago.
Rob said, "The more you jag off, the bigger it gets." Rob, if that was fucking right, I would be a fucking black guy.
I would be the size of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, I jerk off every day. You understand that
you have any jizz left?
I know it comes out like powdered milk.
I can tell you.
I just came. There you go.
Do you
Came
use
again.
Hot rocks anymore?
It's like a
no, I haven't. I haven't. I haven't taken hot rocks in a while.
Hot rocks. Hot rocks.
Yeah, hot rocks. Rawks.
Oh,
rawks.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Rawks? Oh, I thought it was hot.
They
rocks.
Were only a sponsor on the show, and she's still a friend of our
I
show.
I thought it was rocks. Like yeah. You know, it makes sense. Hot rocks.
Yes, it's hot rocks.
What's a rock?
Raw, because it was a raw material. You know, it was organic.
Okay.
Holy shit, it's like working with a monkey.
I like rocks better.
I swear to God. I know you do, but it's not right.
Well,
There's legitimately no way that if you jerked off that it would get bigger. Because literally, I jerk off every day.
Well, there is a... If you
unlike
don't
Billy,
it,
I actually enjoy sex.
It is true, though. If you don't use it, you lose it. That's very true.
That is not true.
That is true.
It doesn't fall off.
No, but you lose the desire.
The libido.
Right. Yeah,
your libido dies out.
Oh well, yeah, but your libido is different than your cock size.
The like blood a lot of guys forgets where it's supposed to go. It's like, fuck it. You need blood in your knee. What? No.
Well, but it's like riding
a
bicycle.
My cock.
You get it back again if you start doing it.
Tell that to the fucking priest in the Roman Catholic Church because they always find something to stick in it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't believe.
Why did you have to get all political, Danny?
They all
we're
get
talking about this.
So they can whack off.
We're simply a bunch of guys talking about penis size, trying to have sex with Gina, and you got to mention all the boys getting fucked in the ass.
Well, that's the way it is.
Thanks a lot, Danny. Yeah. I hope now there's gonna be all the boys in the fucking song, my romantic love ballad.
That's gonna be the next porno film plot for you that you watch.
No, see, I don't like. I like those. The car flashing ones, I like. The stepmom, of course, I enjoy those. I like jerk-off instructions. Those are always fun, too. Because the jerk-off instructions, at least the chick, like, when she's talking to you, like, they talk real nasty and dirty, and it's usually, like, a friend or a neighbor that, like, came over and is like, I'm drunk, I want you to jerk off for me. And then the titties come out, and then she's doing that. And then there's other ones with, mom's hot friend. So, like, mom's not home, she left, you're home, and you're jacking one out, and then the neighbor comes over and walks in on you jacking off. That's a plus.
That's a plus. That's
Hello, gentlemen. We have a problem on our hands.
I would like a porn scenario to happen to me at least once. I've never had. Has any of you had a porn scenario?
Yeah.
Like something from a movie?
Yeah.
What? What did you have?
I told you about the time I was in the dentist chair. Did I tell you that story?
No, the girl didn't finish you off.
Well, no, because the
so then it's not a porn scenario.
Well, it was the beginning of
no,
one.
No, it's you getting a hard on while you're getting your teeth cleaned, and then you jerked off later.
Well, no, but she. But,
I do that all the time.
But you know, she was having an orgasm on my elbow.
Yes, but she didn't fucking like.
She didn't she share said, with you though.
No, no, she said something stupid to him at the end, but it wasn't the same as you didn't like. You didn't fuck her with your elbow. She just rubbed her, you know, pussy.
I sort of did.
No, see, a porn scenario would be that would be how it starts.
Yeah.
And then it ends up with her
well, that's it.
With some dental tools opening her mouth wide enough to put your balls and cock in
that's
it.
That's the whole thing
that's
about
what
a scenario.
It,
it, it just
Max.
Leads up to the act. Because once they start the act, I turn it off. Yeah, you know, I'm only interested in the scenario because it's all the same after. You know, everything is the same.
It's not the same.
Joe would be a good blind person watching porn because he doesn't care about the sex. It's all
that's
about,
no.
All he needs to hear is the story.
It's all about how you get there.
That's
all he needs is a story, and then he'll bust a nut.
That's going to be Joe's job. He's going to fucking just. He's going to describe it to blind people.
No, once the clothes are off, it's all the same. It's the thing you put it in, you take it out.
That's all the academic stuff.
Yeah, it could be anybody. It could be anything, you know.
All right, Rob says in the Facebook Live suite, that's the worst to get caught jacking off. The last time I got caught jerking off, I asked them if I could finish the job for me. Yeah, but who did you ask?
His mother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need, like, I want, like, a hot aunt,
hey, Ma,
a stepmom, a cousin. I have a couple of cousins I want to fuck. That would be great. What the fuck? Can't we have that scenario?
Because I just went gay
first cousin
all of a sudden.
He just went gay all of a sudden.
It has to be at least, like, a second or third cousin.
Oh.
First cousin is too close.
No, well, I have life. A couple of cousins that aren't.
They show up at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, that has to be far down the line there.
Your presence. Under the tree, and then you just see me crawl under the tree with my dick out. Well,
there was this radio psychologist on a few months ago. I heard this
story.
Oh,
Dr. Deb Simpson?
No, something like that.
Her cousin.
Fucking Danny.
A lady calls in. She says her husband was masturbating in bed next to her.
Uh-huh.
You know, so the doctor says, well, why didn't you just go over
and suck him off?
And finish him off. He says, I tried, but he kept smacking my hand away.
You're going to ruin it.
That's a true story.
A guy's going to always do it better than a chick.
It's
like a girl's going to probably eat another girl out better than a guy's going to eat a girl out.
Dude, the other...
No, I don't believe that.
Dude.
I think we were all equal.
Look. I got an award-winning fucking trophy for eating pussy, Danny.
There you
Danny.
Go. You're
I'm just
pro.
Saying. Dude, so far, 2018, I'm up to two, Danny. How many of you are in 2018? Goose egg.
I got it on
I'm
fucking bingo, so hey.
I'm just saying.
You laughed at me for picking
what?
Charlotte Ray. I'm got in the
yes,
bingo.
Yes, Danny,
least.
By the way. No, I meant sex acts, not your fucking Deadpool bingo,
I
but yes, you got at least a
oh,
point.
Oh, yes, she died, right?
Yeah, he got a point for Charlotte Ray.
Son of a bitch.
You take the good, you take them bad, you take them both, and
there
you have a point for Dan.
It's all
the facts of life. That's
yeah.
It, yeah.
The facts of life.
Put that back on. I need to
see
that.
I'm trying. Calm the fuck down. Everyone's out of wits. We got a 9-inch cock. We got Gina who left.
Yeah.
I wanted to have sex with her.
Well,
she left.
Joe mentioned anal, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. You ruined it, Joe.
Well, it wasn't my fault. It was
you
Whitey.
Ruined Christmas.
It's about Whitey.
Get out. No, leave. I don't want to fucking talk about Whitey.
Kill Whitey.
Whitey.
Kill
just
the white man.
Story about Whitey.
I said, no, let me show you how to do it. But to who, Rob?
Yeah.
See, the scenario I need, was it a hot aunt? Was it a fucking cousin?
A sister?
Was it a neighbor? Was it your stepsister? Please don't fucking fuck your sister, Danny.
Was it a cousin?
I don't have one to fuck.
What?
I said I don't have a sister to fuck.
Not anymore. You fucked her to death. Oh, no. Disgusting. Ugh.
How about a golden retriever?
Yeah, but you got to do peanut butter. It's a whole... Oh,
yeah.
Quiche,
I said that loud.
Quiche.
No, quiche in the asshole. It's a different thing. Remember, it's the Ham Radio Show. And remember, free speech is never silent.
It never is.
So always speak the fuck up.